Coming up this week will mark the 100th day since Pope Leo XIV was elected as the 266th successor of St. Peter the Apostle. I will admit that I've followed Pope Leo a bit more closely than I had been following Pope Francis, and I've noticed that one word is constantly on his lips. It's the very first word he spoke to the world when he came out on the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica on May 8th. He said, "Peace be with you all." And he continued that day, "Dear brothers and sisters, those are the first words spoken by the risen Christ, the good shepherd who laid down his life for God's flock. I would like this greeting of peace to resound in your hearts, in your families, among all people, wherever they may be, in every nation and throughout the world. Peace be with you." That message of peace has been a constant theme of his various homilies and addresses throughout this short pontificate. Oftentimes, it's been a direct message to end wars and to lay down arms, as he said last Thursday on the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. But from a Christian perspective, peace is first and foremost a gift. It was the first gift of the risen Christ to his apostles, who said when he appeared to them in the upper room, "May my peace I give to you." As Pope Leo said at the end of the Mass of Pentecost on June 8th, peace begins with each one of us, in the way we look at each other, listen to others, speak about others. In this sense, the way we communicate is of a fundamental importance. We must say no to the war of words and images. We must reject the paradigm of war. But since Christian peace is more than simply the absence of war, but a gift from the Lord Jesus, it's connected to the other theological virtues, which are also gifts we receive through the grace of the Holy Spirit. You know these virtues. I've spoken about them many times. They're faith, hope, and love. Let's reflect on these virtues in the context of the readings of today's Mass. So faith. In the second reading from Hebrews, we hear about faith. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The word faith in Greek is pistis, and it means belief or trust. And the author of Hebrews points to Abraham, who we call our father in faith. At the time of Abraham, people didn't leave their homelands unless they were forced out. Yet at the request of God, Abraham left his home to find the promised land. Abraham, when God came to him, was 100 years old, and his wife Sarah 80, not the normal age to have children. But Abraham had faith that he would have a son when God told him. Sons are precious to their fathers, but Abraham had faith when God told him to sacrifice his son Isaac. First time I had faith that was even remotely similar to that was when I felt God calling me to leave my home and law practice, enter seminary. It seemed a little crazy to me, not only to me, but to my family and friends. But God rewarded my faith to put me here today with you. When we experience a call to do something heroic and good, we need to discern carefully. But it could be a call from God to take a leap of faith. And responding to God's call brings us peace. And the first reading from Wisdom today brings us to hope. Now the context in this reading is the previous verse that isn't in the reading that we heard, and which is, "As a reproof, you carried off a multitude of their children and made them perish in the mighty waters." This refers to the crossing of the Red Sea by the Israelites and the drowning of the Egyptians who pursued them. You see, the Israelites had seen God inflict 10 plagues on the Egyptians. They had a great understanding that God was delivering them from slavery. So when they saw the Egyptian chariots approaching, they had the sure hope that he would save them. We need to live in that hope that God will always protect us. But that earthly hope points to something deeper. Hope is a combination of a desire for something and the expectation of receiving it. And this Christian virtue ultimately points to our union with God through Jesus Christ and eternal happiness, relying on His grace rather than our own strength. If we live in this hope during our lives, then ultimately we will share eternal life with God and forever live in peace. And finally, the gospel passage today from Luke points to love. God is love. And Jesus tells us today, your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. And then Jesus exhorts us to the same faith as Abraham. Sell your belongings and give alms. In other words, leave everything behind, as he asked Abraham. And then he points to the hope. You will have an inexhaustible treasure in heaven. When St. Luke was writing this gospel about 50 years after the ascension of Jesus, many Christians began to doubt the return of the Lord. We thought he'd be back now. And they became like servants who beat the manservants and the maidservants and became gluttons and drunkards. And so Luke warned them with the words of Jesus, pointing to love. Love, ultimately, is the theological virtue by which we love God above all things for His own sake and our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. But love must be practiced in the here and now. In heaven, we'll experience perfect charity. But in every moment on earth, we have a choice to practice love or hate. All throughout our day, we can choose either to love or some alternative. We do not know the hour when our Lord will appear, but when He does, we want Him to see us loving others, whether it's our families or our friends or even our enemies. It's hard when our love is returned by hate, but even then we must love and pray for those who hate us. This is the only path to peace. In my first parish assignment, my pastor was Bishop Carman. Some of you may have known him. He was a peaceful man, and he signed every one of his emails, peace, in capital letters. And when I would read them, I would experience the peace that Bishop Carman was sending to me. As a former missionary, like Bishop Carman, Pope Leo is spreading that peace. Jesus gave it to them, they gave it to me, and I give it to you. Peace be with you all.